Archery, badminton, fencing, just a few of the sports we don't pay much attention to, except at the Olympics, as commentator Frank DeFord points out.
Why do we like the Olympics? Or, if somebody hadn't thought to start them up again 116 years ago, would ESPN have invented them to fill in summer programming? I'm not being cranky. It's just so odd that most of the most popular Olympic sports are the groundhog games. Swimming, gymnastics, and track and field come out every 4 years, see their shadow, and go right back underground where nobody pays any attention to them for another 4 years. Can you even name a gymnast? The Olympics are like an independent movie with foreign actors that you've never heard of. Especially since air travel came in, most sports have their own world championships. The world's athletes don't have to all come together in a smorgasbord every 4 years anymore. The soccer people are smart. They don't want the Olympics to horn in on their World Cup, so they pretty much limit the men's Olympic rosters to players age 23 and under, which means that the Olympics are like a junior varsity soccer championship. Wisely, the NBA wants to institute the same kind of rules for basketball. If you make the Olympics a JV tournament, basketball's own world championship becomes much more valuable. But then the most upside-down thing about the Olympic Games is that the night they don't play any games at all gets the biggest audience. More people want to watch the competitors from Paraguay and Slovenia just amble around the track in their business casual clothes than want to watch Mr. Phelps in his swim trunks. It's like if the red carpet at the Academy Awards got a larger audience than when they actually opened up the Oscar envelopes. Simply, the Olympics are just not like any other big-time sports stuff. At the Olympics, athletes talk about wanting to medal, which is a verb that means third place. In every other competition, the ghost of Vince Lombardi lives on, and winning is everything. I guess at the end of the day, we like the Olympics precisely because they are so different. Dare I actually say it? The Olympics are kind of, sort of, innocent. Emphasis on the kind of, sort of, but still. Sometimes in the middle of the summer, it's just good enough to take a break and watch a quaint hokey ceremony and then cheer for people you never heard of in a sport you don't care about just because. Well, just because. And best of all, vis-a-vis the United States, the Summer Olympics are always scheduled in our election year, which gives us 2 weeks off from the eternal campaign. Just think, if it wasn't for the Olympics, now you'd be hearing all about Rob Portman or Tim Pawlenty. Instead, you'll be hearing about Jordan Weber. Who? Now you know a gymnast. Let the opening ceremony begin.
Commentator Frank DeFord joins us each Wednesday from WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. His latest book is a memoir, Over Time, My Life as a Sports Writer.